From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The White House appears to have sided with Israel in its assessment that Iran has lied about the extent of its nuclear weapons program. Presidential spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the 2015 Iran nuclear deal was made on what she called an entirely false premise.
Iran lied on the front end. They were dishonest actors. And so the deal that was made on things that weren't accurate. And we have a big problem with that, particularly the fact that Iran's nuclear capability were far more advanced and far further along than they ever indicated, which if this nuclear deal maintains as it is right now, when the sunset provision hits in 7 years, they will be much further along in the process and able to make a nuclear weapon much quicker than they've ever indicated before.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Monday made public a large trove of documents he said came from Iran's secret atomic archives. The presentation came less than 2 weeks before President Donald Trump is to decide whether to end sanctions relief on Tehran. Analyst Jared Blank, a senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, said walking away from the nuclear deal would heighten the chances of conflict.
If you say that Iran can't have a nuclear weapons program, and then you walk away from the deal that's preventing them from having a nuclear weapons program, you certainly have to be a little bit concerned that it could potentially lead to war.
British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said the Israeli presentation underscored the importance of keeping Iran in the nuclear accord. In Nigeria, explosions near a mosque in the northwest town of Mubi Tuesday killed at least 28 people. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but they are the kind of attacks the Boko Haram Sunni insurgency has carried out in the past. This is VOA News. Senior Trump administration trade officials are on their way to China for crucial talks aimed at avoiding a trade war over the imbalance between the world's top two economies and allegations of Chinese intellectual property theft. Robert Lighthizer, the U.S. Trade Representative, spoke Tuesday to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce ahead of his trip.
It's not my objective to change the Chinese system. The Chinese have their own system. The president says this all the time, and it seems to work for them. That's fine. But I have to be in a position where the United States can deal with it, where the United States isn't the victim of it.
Lighthizer is accompanied by Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, and two top White House economic advisors. The administration has threatened tariffs on up to $50 billion in Chinese goods, with Beijing vowing to retaliate. Late Monday, the U.S. extended exemptions for another 30 days on steel and aluminum tariffs for Canada, Mexico, and the European Union. The EU, pushing for a permanent exemption Tuesday, said the U.S. was only prolonging market uncertainty. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Tuesday said airstrikes of unknown origin killed nearly two dozen civilians in an Islamic State-controlled village in northeast Syria. Among those killed were 10 children. The strikes took place in an area where U.S.-backed Kurdish rebels had been battling IS fighters. In Armenia, a call for civil disobedience in the former Soviet Republic from the political opposition after the ruling Republican Party denied his bid to take over as prime minister. Addressing hundreds of supporters, Pashinyan called the ruling party's behavior provocative. He said his supporters will block roads, railways, and airports. After days of protests, former President Serzh Sarkisian resigned the post of prime minister after the opposition accused him of clinging to power. Pashinyan, a former journalist, was the sole candidate for the post but failed to gather enough parliamentary votes. Some May Day marches Tuesday turned violent. In Paris, masked and hooded anarchists smashed shop windows, set cars alight, and threw stones at police, who responded with tear gas. They disrupted a traditional Labor Day march against President Emmanuel Macron's economic reforms. In Turkey, dozens of demonstrators were detained, while close to a million Cubans rallied in Havana to mark the first May Day in the post-Castro era. Morocco Tuesday cut ties with Iran over Tehran's support of the Polisario Front in Rabat's long-standing dispute over the territory of the Western Sahara. The two sides fought over this former Spanish territory until the UN ceasefire in 1991. U.S. stocks closed mixed in Tuesday trading, with the benchmark Dow Jones losing 64 points. U.S. factory activity slowed in April, with manufacturers having to pay higher costs for commodities, while new vehicle sales fell amid colder-than-normal weather. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.